This is 90.9 WBUR. Good afternoon. I'm Deborah Becker, in for Sasha Pfeiffer. The State Department of Public Health is defending the vetting process once again for medical marijuana dispensary licenses in Massachusetts. WBUR has learned that two companies that won provisional licenses hired a former DPH official to help. As WBUR's Lynn Jolica reports, the former DPH official will continue to work as an advisor for one of the dispensaries.
Daniel Delaney worked in high-up positions at the Massachusetts Department of Public Health for 5 years until 2012. He was Director of Intergovernmental Relations and Policy Affairs, and then Director of Strategic Planning. He went on to found a lobbying firm and represented five medical marijuana dispensary applicants, two of whom were successful.
I didn't advocate specifically on behalf of any specific client, so I can see where people would wonder, but I honestly don't feel like there's been a disproportionate impact.
Patriot Care Corp and Greenway Wellness Foundation both won licenses in Lowell and Cambridge, respectively. Both were also invited to reapply for new locations for their two other proposed dispensaries. Delaney will continue on as a paid advisor to Patriot Care. He says his role has been only to advise his clients on the regulations and how to be strategic in the application process, paying special attention to the areas he knows DPH cares about most. He took part in public hearings and emailed DPH with general questions about the application and regulations, he says. But he insists that's as far as his direct involvement went.
So it's really been largely an interpretive role. I've gone out of my way to stay out of contact with the commissioner's office and, like, the general counsel's office, just because, frankly, it's a lot of my friends over there, and you know, they're under so much pressure now to get it right. You know, the last thing I want them to do is be in a position where they have to explain.
Bob Mayerson is the CEO of Patriot Care Corp. The former president of Eastern Mountain Sports and treasurer of Staples is part of an investor group that also runs dispensaries in Arizona and Washington, D.C. He says Delaney never approached DPH on his team's behalf and was never asked to.
I'd like to think that what came through in our application was our expertise and what we bring to the table. I think we have a great location. This is a new industry, and having any kind of veil around it is not helpful. So our goal was to really get out and do as much as we could to be as transparent as possible.
That includes gathering valid statements of community support, Mayerson says. Delaney acknowledges he knows and previously worked closely with four people, non-DPH employees, who served on the dispensary selection committee. He also points out he did work for Forefront Advisors, the Arizona-based firm that consulted several Massachusetts dispensary applicants that ended up winning provisional licenses. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Lynn Joliker.
In a statement this afternoon, DPH said that Daniel Delaney left the department in July of 2012 and was not involved in the writing of medical marijuana regulations or the selection of dispensaries.